Hey everybody, it's Brianna Regine, the founder as well as lead brand strategist and publicist of Brianna Regine Vision and Consulting, a strategic communications and marketing agency, and you are listening to episode 6 of the Brand Unveiled podcast. And I know what you're thinking, wow, a podcast episode that dropped midday? Yes, we are now, I want to say, 3 for 3 in terms of our consecutive Monday postings. They have not always been at the most optimal time that I would like, but I have been posting them every Monday. So kudos to me. Brand growth, brand consistency is key, okay? Today's episode is not going to be too long. It's an episode that relates back to the end of last week's episode and kind of my overall mantra, sentiment, quote, feeling that I like to encourage people to think about, and that's their purpose, okay? And more specifically, the purpose that your brand fulfills. And I came across this article on Muckrack. So the article on Muckrack is called Influential or Influencer, What's the Difference? And when I looked at the article, I thought it did a good job of articulating the ways in which the two terms are different. And it definitely gave me insight into how I can go about conveying the value of not only my clients to the public market, but also getting my clients to think mentally about becoming an influential versus an influencer, which is something that I strive all of my clients to be. Like, this is not a one-done deal. We always like to push plans on our clients that push them towards longevity, okay? So according to the Muckrack article, let me just read this example really quickly, but you should definitely read the article yourself. It's on our LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter handles. Okay, so Tim writes, last November, I had the opportunity to talk with Nobel Prize laureate Frances Arnold of Caltech. She won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for her work in unlocking the very key to the evolutionary process so that humans can create new solutions to save lives and protect the environment, among many other applications. Her work is summed up in two words, quote, directed evolution, unquote. To say Frances is influential is an understatement. Her work has advanced all of mankind by just that much. If you were to visit her Twitter profile, you notice that she has 20,000 followers. Kylie Jenner, on the other hand, has 28.4 million followers on Twitter. People.com lists Jenner's accomplishments this way, quote, Kylie Jenner is a reality TV personality, social media influencer, and makeup mogul. She rose to fame in 2007 on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, her family's e-reality show that follows the daily lives of the Kardashian-Jenner clan. Unquote. One of these individuals is a world-class influential, the other is a world-class influencer. All right, so with that being said, again, I encourage you guys to continue reading this article. It's not long at all. Tim elaborates more on these examples and how they work. But in short, an influential, in terms of BRVC context, produces longevity in a multitude of markets and actually exists and operates beyond a marketing function, whereas an influencer is only the marketing function and is limited to the platform in which they have the most influencers. And that influence is dictated by the amount of likes and follows and comments that they get. An influential, on the other hand, that likes, comments, you know, shares, you know, that whole marketing aspect it doesn't matter as much, because their work and their reach extends beyond the marketing function of just posting something and knowing that there's going to be a return on investment that's quantifiable, if you will, right? And I thought that was just, I hate when people, I'm trying to get rid of, that's so interesting, you know, because I feel like that's equivalent to, that's so crazy. You're not even listening to someone, or the comment, but you're not really listening to the person. But anywho, I thought kicking off the article with those two examples and then elaborating on what is an influential and what is an influencer really puts the idea of, okay, what do I want my brand to not only be, but how do I want it to impact? And with some of the clients that I have, you know, whether it be ongoing clients or consultations, even thinking now, those conversations have been me making the distinction or encouraging them to shift their mentality to think long-term versus short-term. And again, for the sake of categorizing things, long-term being the influential that Tim articulated, and the short-term being the influencer, right? Now, I think that in a day and age where influencer marketing and the way in which it's done, it's so visible and appealing, I feel people, or let me be specific, business owners may find that avenue more attractive. They want their brand to be the go-to for the eyes, you know? But there's a disconnect there. And that disconnect is what I want every influencer I come across, or rather every platform that exists mainly as an influencer, I want them to reach for more. I want them to strategize for more. I want them to position their brands in more diverse channels, on diverse platforms and partnerships, so that way they can get more. And by more, I mean that longevity. I mean not pigeonholing themselves to just be a marketing resource. Because while being a marketing resource is important, there's a sense of limited time on it if you are not evolving and wanting more and going for the impact that is beyond numbers. And while numbers don't lie, impact, significant positive impact that can be proven, can matter more. So just think about that when you are, you know, planning for 2020. I can't believe it's coming so quickly. But while you're planning for 2020, everybody, I know everybody's thinking, well, how can we be bigger? How can we be better? I encourage you in those conversations, in that thought process, to ask yourself, how can I be more influential? And really define what that means for you. You know, Tim gave a great explanation, and I hope that my analysis of his explanation was helpful for you. But you, at the end of the day, have to put your values and your mission on a spectrum of, for the sake of this conversation, influencer, and influential and figure out where your brand is going to lie on that spectrum. I feel, and maybe I'm projecting here because my agency has been around for almost 3 years and technically we're still a baby, but I believe that since a brand does evolve, so does the climbing of that spectrum. And I even think that a healthy brand has the capabilities of operating as both an influencer and an influential. You know, I'm not the biggest fan of Kylie Jenner, meaning I don't necessarily follow her like that, but to some people, she may be, yes, an influencer for sure. No one can argue that. But she also may be an influential to some people, you know? Look at her sister, Kim Kardashian. The way that she started off was definitely more on the influencer side. But now with her taking on this lawyer and legal component, someone can argue that she's shifting to the influential side, you know? So, again, just consider these examples. Consider this conversation about influential versus influencer. And ultimately, don't forget your purpose. Don't let the outside noise confuse you, or not even confuse you, but make you feel like you have to do what isn't true to you, you know? And that influence to become an influential already exists inside of you. Yes, you know, experience is going to nurture that. Yes, some losses and some wins are going to nurture that. Yes, some people, some mentors are going to nurture that. But at the end of the day, I strongly believe that we all don't go too far from what's already within us. So good luck on your 2020 planning. You should definitely be planning for 2020. We're in quarter 4. But at the same time, again, don't compete. Go at your own pace, do your research, become more self-aware about why it is that you're doing what you're doing, and just start. All right, I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening. This is The Brand Unveiled. Good luck.